Blog Talk Radio. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, praise God, praise God, and welcome to Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Evangelist Cheryl Johnson, and I am the president and founder of the Women in the Word Ministries, and this is In Search of the Truth, coming to you live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States of America. You can listen to us on computer by typing in www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Or you can telephone us by dialing 319-527-6091. That number again is 319-527-6091. We welcome you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible declares in Psalm 119, verse 160, "Thy word is truth, the beginning, and in every one of thy judgments you are good." In John 17:17, the word says, "Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth." And in John 8:32, the Bible says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So if you're looking for freedom today, you're looking for deliverance today, you're looking to be built up today, you're looking to be restored today, you're looking for truth today, you will find it in the word of truth. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you this evening for your goodness and for your grace, for your loving kindness. It is better than life. Lord, we thank you for who you are and what you're yet doing in the lives of your people. We ask you, Lord, that you would open up our ears, Lord, that we might hear our hearts, Lord, that we might feel our eyes, that would see you high and lifted up in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're looking for truth today. We're looking for clarity today. We're looking for understanding today. And so, Lord, help us as you plant your seed deep within us, Lord, that it will bring forth fruit and much fruit, and that that fruit would, in fact, remain. We thank you, Lord, for everything and all that you're yet doing. Hide me, Lord, behind the cross that they might not hear me, but they would hear you high and lifted up as you speak to them. We thank you, Lord, again for your truths. In your mighty matchless name, we do pray with much thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Saints and friends of the Most High God, the topic tours, detours. And I want you to come with me to the Word of God, and we'll be looking at and learning from Acts chapter 16, beginning at verse 6. Acts chapter 16, beginning at verse 6. And there you'll find these words. "Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come unto Mysia, they assailed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down into Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia, and prayed him, saying, Come over to Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuring, gathering, that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of the part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted there. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. The word of God for the people of God to glorify God. And if I was choosing a topic this evening or a subject this evening or a thought or a theme this evening, it would be detours are God's straight lines to a greater purpose or plan. Detours are God's straight lines to a greater purpose or plan. I want to talk to you about detours today. A detour is a longer or alternate route taken to avoid something, a deviation from a direct course or usual procedure. A detour can also be a roundabout way, temporarily replacing part of a route. A detour is a diversion, a deviation, a departure from the regular routine or route or way. And we've all experienced detours in our lives, and some of us have experienced them more recently than others. Amen. But to God be the glory for the detours, because they are His way to a greater purpose or plan. It's His straight line. A detour, however, can be frustrating. It can be annoying. It can be inconvenient, especially when you are in a hurry. And it can be mysterious, it can be uncertain, it can be unsettling if you are in or going into an unfamiliar territory, a detour. It can cause you to have to depend on something or someone else other than yourself. I'm going somewhere with this tonight. Detours. Amen. And I don't like detours personally. Just give me the direct route. There's a saying out there that says the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Amen. I believe that was Archimedes, who was a Greek mathematician or astrologer or inventor. He said that. He said the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. And I have to agree with him in that I like to get where I'm going the quickest way possible. I like to do what needs to be done the most direct way to get it done. And I don't like blockage. I don't like detours. I don't like new things that are introduced when I have set things up. But I'm finding out that Christian life, thank you, Jesus, is full of detours. And some of you are experiencing detours right now. And you know what I'm talking about. There's detours in your finance. You thought you would be a little bit more ahead than you are right now, or something has come up to deplete your finances or make them unstable or to paralyze your finances. Detours. And some of them are detours in your relationships. You thought things would be better off by now, but then there's a detour that has come up that caused a certain blockage or has caused you to slow down, talking about detours. Or it could be a detour in your career where you thought you would be advanced by now, you thought you would be onto another job by now, or you thought you would have that job by now, but something has popped up and it is a detour. Even spiritually, you'll receive or run into blockage, you'll run into detours. Yeah, you know, God has called you to this mission. He's called you to this assignment. He's called you to a vision, and you're going along fine, and then boom, you hit a detour, and you start to wonder because things aren't working out the way you planned. It's not happening according to how you think it should be happening or how you have set it to be. And you're starting to think, Are you going to really fulfill this assignment? Are you really going to fulfill this position? Are you really going to fulfill this vision? Are you really going to come into agreement with what God has for you? But there is a detour, and I told you before that detours, though, however, are God's straight lines, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, to a greater purpose or plan for your life, detours. And that they are necessary because now you have to trust and depend on God to direct you. Amen. What am I talking about? Well, I am so glad you asked that question because the Word of God, which is our truth, amen, that leads and guides us into all truth, is going to help us understand about detours. And I love the Word of God because it gives us examples. It gives us real-life situations that have occurred that we can apply to our lives so we can see you move or see God move in our lives. Detours is what we are talking about this evening. Detours. Amen. And keep in mind that what we do and what is happening in our lives, we are going to encounter detours. But I want you to look at them with your spiritual eye to see what God is doing. So come with me to Acts chapter 16, and we're going to be looking at verses 6 through 15. Now, I read it earlier in your hearing, but I believe in going line by line, precept by precept, because that's how you get clarity. That's how you get understanding. That's how you hear God speak to you about what is necessary to move you to a greater purpose or a greater plan. Amen? Now, let me set you up. Here in Acts, the background is that Paul and Barnabas had parted ways in Acts chapter 15, and read that when you get a minute. Acts chapter 15, verses 37 to 38, and Paul and John, and Barnabas and John Mark, they sail unto Cyprus. Amen. And Paul, he partners up with Silas and continues on confirming the churches in Syria and Cilicia. That's in chapter 15, the latter part of chapter 15. And so we are beginning to follow the journey of Paul. And on this journey in Acts chapter 16, you have Paul, you have Silas, and we find out that they bring into the fold or into the ministry a young man by the name of Timothy. Amen. That's at the beginning of chapter 16. And they meet him. He's a disciple. His mother is a Jew. His father's a Greek. And Paul invites him to join the missionary team. And they go about continuing to confirm or establish churches and to encourage people that have come together under the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So now you have this team that's going forward in chapter 16, and they're doing, here it is, they're doing what God had called them to do, which is share the Word of God, share the gospel, let people know near and far about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything is going the way it's supposed to, because verse 5 tells me, and so were the churches established in faith and increased in numbers daily. So they are on point, they are on their square, they are moving the way God is telling them to move. And then, remember I told you, up comes a detour. They're doing what they're supposed to do, and they're doing it well, because we see increase. That's how we know. We see increase in what their mission happens to be, and they are lined up and in agreement with God. But then all of the sudden, out of nowhere, here comes a detour. Amen. So let's take a look at that. Here comes a detour. Here it is. Look at verse 6. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, y'all see that? And after that, they were come to Mysia, and they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Detour. They wanted to go into Asia to preach the word of God, Asia Minor, that is, to preach the word of God. And they were set to go. But the Bible says that the Holy Ghost told them, no, don't go, detour, go another way. And they were obedient, so then they passed Mysia, and they go on down to Bithynia, but they got another detour because the same Spirit of God told them, no, you can't preach there either. Amen. But like I said, even though they were detoured, they were determined to get done. That did not stop them or shut them down from their assignment, even though they were not permitted to go. See, this is how I know, because they were sensitive to the Spirit of God, which told them, no, don't go there. Amen. So they find themselves going down to Troas, and they take a pause for the cause and pray. What am I saying? When detours pop up on your spiritual journey, you need to take a pause for the cause and pray. Amen. Now, how do I know that they were praying? Well, it's going to tell me in verse 8 and 9 that they had prayed. Look at that. They said they were passing by Mysia, and they came down to Troas. And somewhere between verse 8 and 9, they were praying. How do I know? Because Paul says that in a vision at night, he saw God speaking to him in the form of a man from Macedonia saying, come down and help us. Paul had to be praying in order for him to see or get this message from God that they must stop and listen to what God or how God want them to continue to carry out their mission. Somebody need to hear that today. You have been put on pause. You are detoured because God wants you to stop and consult him and hear what else he has to say concerning what he has assigned you to do. And what he has done in these verses is he gives Paul instructions. He gives them instructions. Paul has this face-to-face encounter, and God answers them. Verse 8 says, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed to him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And here's what I like, and I don't want you to miss it. Verse 10. And after he had seen the vision, who seen the vision? Paul. After Paul had seen the vision, the Bible says, immediately, look at that word, underline it, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Who's to them? The people in Macedonia. Do you see that? After Paul had prayed, he was detoured, not once, but twice. Amen. Takes a rest, seeks the Lord. The Lord gives him direction, and the Bible says, here it is, immediately they endeavor to go on their way. And that's one of the things that we need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God after there has been a detour on our spiritual walk, regardless of what the detour is, after we have consulted God and he has given us a new direction, a new directive, a new guide plan. Amen. Then here it is. Then immediately we need to put that into action instead of slowing our role and beginning to doubt. Here it is, began to doubt what it is that we're doing. No, we have sought the Lord now, and he has given, just like he gave Paul. He said, okay, I want you to go into Macedonia. Amen. And the Bible says immediately they get up because they were sure that God had called them to preach the gospel to the people in Macedonia. Amen. Amen. And so they get up and they redirect themselves to Macedonia, and they're headed away from or leaving, here it is, Asia Minor, and now they're going into Greece. They're leaving Asia Minor and they're going into Greece. Amen. So after you prayed, here it is, now you need to obey, here it is, the new directive. It may not be the way you planned it, child of God. It may not be the route you want to take, child of God. And it might not be the way you want it to go, child of God. And it might not even be with a familiar territory for you, child of God. But if you have sought the Lord, amen, as you are taking a pause from the cause because you have been detoured, and God speaks to you and tells you, this is the way I want you to move, then child of God, you need to move in that direction.
Amen. Because I told you before, detours are God's straight lines, here it is, to a greater purpose or plan in your life. Detours are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. And so Paul and his team, they sailed to Macedonia, concluding or thinking that the Lord had called them to preach there in Macedonia. And guess what? They are excited, the Bible says. Look at verse 11 says, therefore, loosing from Troas, we come with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis. So they haven't stopped. They haven't stopped going toward Macedonia yet. They're traveling through. They're sailing. And they're going through different ports and different towns. And they go. They arrive, they say, the next day to Neapolis. Amen. All right. And verse 12, this is important. I want you to pay attention to this. It says, and from there we went to Philippi. All right, because they didn't stop by the wayside. They went, the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord told him to go to where? Macedonia. Didn't tell him to sidestep. So they got where they were going, and they said, okay, now we can't stop in Neapolis because that's not where he wants us. He wants us, here it is, to go into Macedonia. So the Bible says that they went to Philippi, which is a chief city of the part of Macedonia and a colony, and we were there in that city abiding many days. Do you see that? They arrive at Philippi just like the Lord tells them, which is a part of Macedonia. Macedonia is located in Greece. Philippi at the time was the chief city or the prominent port or the most popular part or the most industrious part or the most active part of the city of Macedonia, and they stopped there, and the Bible said, and they stayed there many days, even though there was no evidence or opportunity to preach. No, how do you know? Look at that again. And we were there in that city, abiding there certain days. Certain days means many days. They were there for a while. How about this? After they prayed, after they were detoured and they prayed, and then they immediately went, which they were supposed to do, and then they arrive at their destination, and nothing's happening. And that might be happening in your life right now. You've been detoured, but you heard from the Lord, and he said, go for it, do it this way, and you get to the point that he tells you to go, and then there's still nothing happening. Child of God, stick with it. God is working things out. Stick with it. God is working things out. He's working things in you, working things through you and for you. Stick it out. And that's what Paul did. Hold it. Here it is. And here's the key. And while you are on point where God has now assigned you, you are obligated not to be idle in your spirituality. What are you saying? What am I saying? You continue to pray. You continue to fellowship around the saints of God. You continue to read your word. You continue to be encouraged in the Lord, but stay put because at this point, he has not moved you like he didn't move Paul from Macedonia, even though nothing was popping off in that city. And because remember, they said, we were sure he told us to go to Macedonia because we're going to preach the word of God. Amen. And so they're not moving from that point, even though there's no evidence that they are able to begin to do what they think they have been called to do, and no opportunity has presented itself. But I told you, here it is, I told you that what you need to do is after you pray and after you obey the new directive and after you arrive where the Lord has said to start up or to stay put, here it is, you need to stay faithful and you need to stay focused to what it is that he would have you to do, because you have to know what God said and what God has called you to do, and to still seek his face for the next step, because that is what Paul did. The Bible says, and how do I know? Because I'm looking at this. This is really, really good, and it's for me. And on the Sabbath, verse 13 says, we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted there. He was not idle when he got to where God told him, this is where I want you to set up. And now wait for further instructions. And so what does Paul do? Instead of twiddling his thumbs, instead of grumbling and complaining, instead of trying to make something happen when the Lord said it's not time for it to happen yet, you're in the right place but I'm setting things up for you. You just take a chill pill and continue, here it is, to grow spiritually in me so that when things start popping off, things start getting the way it's supposed, you're going to be ready. And so I found out that Paul said, okay, we're not going to sit here and twiddle our thumbs. We're going to stay connected. We're going to stay in touch. Where is the prayer meeting in town? And somebody said, down by the riverside, you'll see a group of women down there praying. Go down there, Paul. Amen. And we found out in verse 13 that they leave, go outside of Macedonia, down by the riverside, and there they see a group of women praying. And they said, and we sat down to the women which resorted there. Amen. Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke, because Luke is writing the story, go down to a woman's prayer meeting. Remember, I told you that detours are God's straight line to a greater purpose or plan. Well, had he not followed, amen, God's directive, he would not have met Lydia. Oh, I done lost half of you right there. But it was the purpose and plan is getting ready to pop off and is greater than Paul could ever foresee. Look at verse 14. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple from the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. Stop just for a second. Lydia, seller of, Lydia, an entrepreneur, Lydia, a lady of influence, Lydia, one who has a popular business of selling clothing. Here it is, expensive clothing, because purple, that's your key right there. Purple was a sign of elegance. Purple was a sign of royalty. Everybody didn't get things that were purple. You couldn't afford it. It was too expensive, so only the elite would buy things that were in shades of purple and clothing and things of that nature, because it was a symbol of status. And here you have Lydia at the prayer meeting that Paul decides to go down to, because he was obedient not to stay in Asia Minor, but to go into, here it is, into Macedonia, amen. And while he was there, he doesn't leave because it doesn't look like there's an opportunity. Instead, spiritually, he wants to be fortified and ready and built up, so he goes to a prayer meeting, and he bumps into this entrepreneur, this woman of elegance, this woman of affluence named Lydia. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And she's from a bustling city called Thyatira. Amen. A place of elegance, a place of wealth, a place where purple is produced in mass production. And here she is. And she is able to be at this prayer meeting. And the Bible says, and the Lord had prepared her heart to hear what Paul had to say. Amen. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. And here it is. Here it is. Here it is. High society, elite Lydia. Amen. Able, here it is. Connected to, oh, don't miss it, connected to Thyatira. Where is Thyatira? Asia Minor. Isn't that where Paul wanted to preach from the beginning, but the Holy Ghost said, no, Asia Minor? Amen. Yes, it was. All right. But here he bumps into someone who has status or clout in the very place where he originally wanted to go, but the Spirit said no, because it was, I told you, God's detours for a greater plan. All right. So Paul needed to speak to this person named Lydia so that she might receive, here it is, the Lord Jesus as her Savior. And now she's going to become the messenger. She's going to be the one who can reach people that Paul couldn't possibly meet or be able to connect with or reach in Asia Minor. He had Lydia, amen, and he had no idea that he was going to bump into her. But here it is, the Word of God says, and Lydia was there at the prayer meeting, and the Lord opened her heart, verse 14 said, right? And she listened to the things that Paul had to say, and then she made a move, verse 15, and when she was baptized, you see that? So she received the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. When she was baptized, she became obedient, her household, not only just her, but her household too, her family too. All right? And she besought us, saying, if you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house, abide there. And she constrained us. In other words, she was so excited and so glad that she bumped into Paul that she received the Spirit of God, that she received the Lord Jesus as her personal Savior, amen, that she now invites him and says, you don't have a place to stay or whatever? Why, forever, how long are you going to be here? You stay right here. I'm going to take care of you and all this. But she has a mission. Here it is. She has a mission. Because where is she from? Thyatira. So she has a mission to go back now, amen, and began to share the gospel in a city that Paul thought he originally was going to do. But no, God had a greater plan, because you have Lydia who have contacts who can now, she can reach, and those contacts or whatever can begin to spread out and reach and proclaim the gospel right there. And it would have been it's a bigger mission, and it's a bigger outpouring than what Paul could have ever imagine. And all of this because Paul was obedient when he bumped into the roadblock, when he bumped into the detour, and decided that he wouldn't throw in the towel, decided that he would stay on point, decided that he would go forward, that he would seek the Lord and find out, what is the new directive? What am I to do right now? Instead of saying, my plans aren't working out, I'm going to go to plan B. No, Paul didn't go to plan B. He sought the Lord, and the Lord said, I'm going to redirect you to another place because I got a greater purpose and a greater plan for you, Paul. And Paul was obedient, and so he and his team leave from where they were, and they wind up in Macedonia, bumping into Lydia, who is the greater purpose at this point, amen, and who is going to be his companion. If you continue to read the book of Acts, she's going to be one of the people that are going to be aiding Paul, especially when Paul and Silas are imprisoned, and then they come out. Now, that's later on down the line. So the connection that God sets up is so that Lydia can begin to further the gospel, amen, into a city where Paul might not have been received, amen, and yet she's also going to be a point of reference for Paul and Silas when they remain in Macedonia or in parts of Greece, and then they get into quote-unquote trouble, amen, amen, but it wasn't real trouble. It was that was just what the Lord would have them to do, and Lydia's going to show up to their aid, amen, but the point is, because of the detour, a greater purpose was accomplished and realized because of Paul's obedience, amen. And that's what we're talking now. Now, child of God, now that you understand that God's plans are greater than you can imagine, and he's going to use detours to line you up with his plan and purpose for you, and I know it's uncomfortable, I know it's unexpected, I know it's what you didn't bargain for, amen, but God is preparing you for greater. So here it is. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Here it is. But in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct your path, child of God. So here's what you do. When detours come, and they will, all right, you already know, and we looked at it in Acts chapter 16, you're going to pray, amen, seek his face. You're going to follow the new directive, amen. You're going to be immediate when you do the following, amen, of what God has called you to do, and you're going to stay faithful to what he's going to do for you as he's preparing and preparing you and preparing the assignment, preparing the way so everything can work. But there's things you need to remember because of these detours. Are you ready? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Three things. The first thing is to remember to keep your eyes open to God and see God at work. Proverbs 6:3 says, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts will be established. Amen. Keep your eyes open so you can see God move. Amen. And commit your works to him. Okay, God, I'm here. Now what it is that you want me to do? And he will establish your way. He will work those things out for you. Yeah, that detour is a straight line as far as God is concerned. You think that is not. But God said, oh, yes, it is. And it's necessary because now you have to depend on me every step of the way. Commit your works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts will be established. That's Proverbs 16:3. I told you that we're going to be in the truth. We're talking about searching for the truth. We're talking about the truth of detours today. Psalm 32:8. God says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. Amen. Thank God for the detour. Why? Because he's watching over us. He's watching over you. He's watching over me. He's directing. He's guiding us. He's guiding our footsteps. I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way that you will go. I will guide you. That's what he said, talking about the detours, Because remember, they're unexpected. Remember, uncomfortable. They're not in your game plan. It's a detour, but God is preparing you for greater. So keep your eyes open to see God at work, because that's what Paul did. He didn't give up. He remained determined. What else about those detours, Sister Cheryl? Well, okay, remember to keep your heart grateful, humble, and thankful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, that's what you need to do. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Be thankful for the detour. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Thank God for the detour, because he is working things out. There is a greater purpose in mind that he has for you, bigger than what you could have even ever imagined, and he's moving you to the area or onto the path that you need to be so that greater things can be accomplished. So be thankful for the detour. Yeah, it took you a little bit longer than you thought, but that's okay, because God is in the mix. Be thankful. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Be humble. Be receptive to what God is getting ready to do in your life, and he's going to move you. He's ready to elevate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But as you are elevated, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you need to hear what God is going to say, and in order for you to hear what God is saying, you need to be humble. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Get you out of your mind. Get you out of the way and be filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So, here it is. When the detours come, keep your eyes open to see God at work. Here it is. And keep your heart grateful and humble and thankful, because that's what Paul did. And it'll keep you from not moving ahead of God, but being faithful and sticking to what God now has assigned you to do. And what else, Sister Cheryl? Well, here it is. And you need to remember that God knows what he is doing. I said you need to remember that even though there was a detour set up or detours set up or you're in the middle of the detour, amen, God knows what he is doing. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. God is directing your steps. He knows what he is doing. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. He has predetermined our steps. Yeah, we had a plan. We had a purpose. We had it all going on. But God set up a detour, thank God. And then that slowed our roll long enough we could hear more from God. He gives us a new directive. And then we remain faithful to the new directive because he is ordering our steps for greater. Amen. And it's not like he thought about it afterwards. No, that had always been the plan of God from the very beginning. And now he is making sure, here it is, that we line up in an agreement with how he would have us to walk in this vision, in this assignment. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. In this ministry, whatever it happens to be, amen. And that's what God is doing. God knows what he is doing. So you need to remember, when you run into these detours, you encounter these detours, you keep your eyes open to see God at work. You keep your heart humble and grateful and thankful, and you remember that he knows what he's doing. And finally, child God, remember that God's plans are greater than your plans. God's plans are greater. Amen. 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 Proverbs 16, verse 9, a man's heart devises his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. Yeah, you can think things out and think this is the way it needs to go and begin to plan, because I'm not telling you not to plan. Amen. Amen. Of course, you have to do things in decency and order. You do make some plans and you run them by God. Amen. But here it is. But God directs the steps. Matter of fact, he allows you to have the plan to put in place. Amen. Because those who don't plan, they plan to fail. That's what they do. So when you plan to be successful. Amen. But God is going to be the one who's going to direct your steps. That's what Proverbs 16, verse 9 says. Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. God's plans are greater. Yeah, oh, if we're going to come to one particular level, we think that's it. No, God said, I got greater for you. I got greater for you. I got higher heights for you. I got deeper depths for you. I got greater. I got more than enough for you. I got stuff that's going to blow your mind. I got things, God is saying, that you can't even think about. I can do exceedingly and abundantly above you, even what you will even think or even what you will imagine. I can do greater, hallelujah. And this detour is necessary because you have to depend on me to do the greater. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen, amen, and amen. This is what God is saying concerning detours in our lives. Amen, and I praise God for the detours. I'm more comfortable with the detours. Remember, I told you at the beginning, I like a straight route. But God says, no, what you think is straight, it's not straight. I'm going to detour you that straight. Amen. See, that's God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are his thoughts above our thoughts. Amen. And I thank God because he sees things that I don't see. He understands a lot of things that I don't know. I don't even know the things that I don't even know. But God knows all about that, and God knows all about me. God also knows about the purpose that he has for me, and he is aligning us. He's aligning you. He's aligning me to his will. He don't change his mind. His mind is made up, and he's getting you into the pathway that you need to be so that you can do greater things for him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So now you need to be pliable. You need to be flexible. You need to be submissive so that you might hear as you pray to him like Paul did and find out, okay, what's going on? Show me what I need to learn while I'm in the midst of the detour, and the Lord will show you which direction you need to go and how you need to get to where you're going, and then set you up there and begin to work things out for the greater good as you can remain consistent, as you remain faithful, as you remain in his under his guidance, under his tutelage, amen, and allow him to use you for his glory, in even though it detoured you from where you thought you needed to be. God says, no, you don't need to be there. You need to be here. And then he's working things out for his glory and for the greater good, because detours are God's straight lines to a greater purpose or plan for your life. Amen, amen, and amen. So we certainly thank God, hallelujah, for the detours. Somebody need to hear that today. You might be in the middle of a detour even right now. But to God be the glory for the things that he is yet doing in your life. Now, I know I said a lot. And I know it's going to sink in because God ordained this detour to happen, amen, that you might be on today listening to this In Search of the Truth program, and you're wondering why things have stalled out. But God said, oh, no, they didn't stall. This is just a detour. I'm preparing you for a greater plan and a greater purpose. Amen. But I want to also speak to you, those of you who may be listening, who may not have given their lives to Christ. And God has a greater plan and a greater purpose for you as well. But he needs your heart. Amen. See, because you can't do anything successfully without God in your life. You've tried this, you've tried that, and all those things, but you can be greater, you can be better, amen, but you got to give God your heart. Now, the Bible has allowed us a way, or showed us a way for this to be done. First of all, he says, all of sin have come short of the glory of God. You, me, all of us, we've all messed up. There's none righteous, no, not one. Amen. And so all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the word of God says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So our destination is hell. Our destination is hell. Our destination is hell. But God has made a provision. What did he do? He gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, how do I do that, Sister Cheryl? Well, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart the Lord Jesus, and that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the wrath of God. Saved from eternal separation from God. Saved to do what God has purposed in your life to do, that you might be successful for him. Saved. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the word of God says. Here it is. And it is a gift of God. It's not by your works. It's not by your intellect. It's not by your know-how. It's not by your ability. It is, you are saved by grace, which is a gift of God. Amen. And he wants to give it to you. And when you get a gift, what do you say? You say, thank you. Amen. So here it is, child of God. Person, if you want to be a child of God, want to be invited into the family of God. Amen. Then here it is. You need to confess the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Amen. Then you can become a part of God's family. Amen. And all you have to do is, simple as ABC, A, admit that you're a sinner and that you need to be saved. You can't save yourself. You cannot save yourself. It's an act of God. Your heart needs to be changed. Your mind needs to be changed. You need to be regenerated. You need to be washed in the Word. So admit that you're a sinner, that you need to be saved. B, believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins on the cross, past, present, and future. Amen. Just believe that he took your punishment. He took your place on the cross. He took everything that you were supposed to get. That's called grace. That's called mercy. He's innocent, and he takes your place. He exchanges his life so you can get your life back. Amen. That's what he did. Believe that God did that just for you. The Lord Jesus did that just for you on the cross. He died there, but he rose. Hallelujah. He was buried, but he rose on the third day. And what did that signify? He conquered death, hell, and the grave just for you, just so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. So believe that he did that for you. And see, confess him as your Savior and commit your life to him. There's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs, but he said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Just put your hand in his hand. Put your heart. Let him have your heart and allow him to direct your way. And the Bible's going to say, if any man be in Christ, he's going to be a new creation. The old things will pass away, and behold, all things will become new. So if you have done what I've told you to do and prayed this prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. Lord, I can't do it without you. Lord, take my heart this day in the name of Jesus. Lord, I feel you tugging, and it's yours. I'm yours, Lord. Everything I have, everything I've got, everything I am, and everything that I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. Try me now and see. And see if I can't be completely yours. Lord, thank you for Jesus Christ for coming into my life. Thank you, Lord. I give it up and over unto you. Lord, and I thank you for the blood that was shed just for me. I thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, guess what? Welcome to the family of God. And today you can begin your new life in Christ. And here's what I suggest that you do. In order that you might be able to live this life more abundantly, you need to seek out and connect yourself and join yourself to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Because you want to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and learn about the many promises that God has for you in his word. Amen? Amen. Now I'm going to turn the portion of this program over to Pastor Toy, and she has announcements that you will want to hear. Pastor Toy?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, each and everyone who are joining in with us this evening. First, I want to apologize for my background noise. However, I count it an honor and a blessing to be here to bring the announcements this evening. Did y'all hear that word of God this evening? Hallelujah, God. Detours. You know what I like, Evangelist Cheryl, about detours? When you're driving down the street, if you pay attention, usually before you see the sign that says detour, about a mile further down the road, there's a sign that says warning, detour ahead. Do you know that when you walk with Jesus Christ, he will give you that warning sign? Oh, girl, you got my soul over here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We praise you for the detour. We thank you for the warning sign of the detour. Hallelujah, God. We glorify you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We want
Thank
to encourage you,
Jesus,
who gave your life to Christ this evening. Those of you listening in this evening, as she said, find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. Hallelujah, God. But until you do, that's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network Radio here for you. Please join in with us tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with Evangelist Mary Scott and her ministry, Iron Sharpens Iron. You do not want to miss that word of God tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Please feel free to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. Again, that is PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, as well as praying for you as we pray one for another. Amen. Also, please keep your eyes and ears out on social media network coming this year on May the 9th. Again, coming this year on May the 9th, Purpose Kingdom Network is transforming into PKN Radio. Amen. Where the Lord has opened the door for us to broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PKN Radio coming to you on May 9th of 2021. So please keep your eyes and ears open. Again, Evangelist Cheryl, we thank you for the word this evening. May God continuously bless you. May he pour into you 1,000-fold all that you have poured out for his children, and the ministry is back in your hands.
Amen, amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus. And saints and friends of God, if the Lord is speaking to your heart concerning your detours, and like Pastor Toy said, and then there's all warning signs, amen. But when you get to the detour, amen, don't be disgusted, don't be discouraged, don't pack it in, don't throw in the towel, don't back up. Don't do anything when God puts the detour in your way, because he has a greater purpose, a greater plan. To him, a detour is a straight line to bring you to a greater purpose, to bring you to a greater plan. So when you run into those detours, just like we learned in the book of Acts chapter 16, that Paul prayed about it. Amen. He had a set way he wanted to go, but God put up roadblocks. He put up detours and told him, no, not there, not there. So Paul sought the Lord to find a better way, to find out what do you have in mind now? And that's what you do. You seek the Lord. God, what do you have in mind now? And then God will speak to you and tell you the new directive, the new way that he would like that to go. And instead of you fussing, instead of you getting discouraged, instead of you, throwing it all in or packing it or whatever, listen to what the new directive happened to be. It's going to be a way that you've never thought about before, that you've never imagined. And it might not have been the path that you've chosen, or it might not be the way that you would do it, but God has directed you in that detour to do it a new way. Guess what, saints and friends of God? Do it the new way, because God has greater in store for you. So obey the new directive, just like Paul did, and then stay faithful to it. It might not pop off right away. It might not take off the way you think it's going to take off, but God is preparing you, and God is preparing the way for the greater good and for his glory. Thank you, Jesus. And so in that detour, when you pray, when you get that new directive, then you stay faithful faithful, when you stay submissive to what God would have you, and still stay tuned in and connected. Don't be idle. Don't twiddle your thumbs. Don't throw your hands up in the air just like you don't care. Don't do none of that kind of stuff. Stay with the Lord and continue to seek him like Paul did. He found himself down by the riverside in a prayer meeting where the Lord spoke to someone named Lydia, who was able to do greater things that helped Paul to expand his ministry. Amen. Even though Paul didn't personally expand it into Thyatira, but Lydia was able to do that, a greater good, a greater cause. Why? Because Paul realized that God had a greater plan than what he had. And so remember, saints and friends of God, that when you run into or encounter those detours, here it is, you keep your eyes open to see God at work. Keep your eyes open to see God at work. Take your mind off the fact that you've been detoured and put your mind on Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep your heart humble and thankful and grateful. Amen. For the detour, for the pause, for the cause, for what God is getting ready to prepare for you. Humble, because he'll exalt you in due season. Thank you, because in everything you give thanks, regardless. In everything, give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And know that God knows what he's doing. He knew that he was going to detour you. He knew that it was going to be a rough road. He knew. He knows what he's doing. I know the plans I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectant end, he says. I've got great things going on for you. Remember, he knows what he's doing. He's going to order your steps. Amen. And then God's plans are always greater. Remember, his plans are always greater. So we thank God this evening for the detours. We thank God for what he's yet doing. We thank God that we're able to see him move. Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God because he's in total control. We thank God because we have to depend on him in the detours. Amen. And that's what he wants us to do. He doesn't have renegade Christians. He wants you to be able to grasp someone to him, allow him to lead you and guide you along the way. And if he leads you, you'll never stray. So walk with him each day and ask him to lead you, even through the detours, because to God, the detour is a straight line to a greater purpose or plan for you. Amen. So here it is. Looks like I have a caller on the line. So, caller, go ahead, please. Be glad to hear from you today.
Good evening. Good evening, Evangelist Johnson. This is Minister Bernard Marrow.
Amen.
And I just
God
wanted
bless
to, God bless you as well. I just wanted to say awesome word tonight, you know, the detours. And you said God knows what he's doing, and we sure do know that God knows what he's doing. You know, even when we think we know what to do and how to do and the direction to go in, God has a way of letting us know to follow his way and not our own. That, you know, God's way is the best way, and letting God be God in our lives. I just want to say awesome word tonight, and I just wanted to come on and say welcome to the Purpose Kingdom Network family. We are so excited to have you, and we are looking forward to all that God has in store for us as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus and declare his word as we press forward by faith. So I just wanted to come on and say awesome word tonight. We are excited for what God is doing through you.
Amen. God bless you, my brother in Christ, Minister Bernard Marrow. And by faith be good. Amen. So I praise God for you. Amen. I praise God for you. I praise God for your ministry. I praise God for Pastor Toy and the opportunity. I praise God for all of our listeners out there whom God has called for a greater purpose and for a greater plan. But don't get discouraged. Don't throw it in. Don't pack it up, and don't throw in the towel. Look at the detour as God's straight line to a greater purpose and plan for your life. My time is running out, so I'm going to shut it down. So until next time, let the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. I'm Evangelist Cheryl Johnson, and you've been listening to In Search of the Truth. I bid you peace and God's blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.